1967.
Bring up whatever you'd like. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And so, once again, freetalklive.com is where you can go and you can actually interact with the site. You can create the content that you see there. The stuff on the front page, the numbered items as you scroll down the page, are created by listeners like you. They were put there by listeners like you by submitting content, submitting show prep to the website. Now, your show prep can be anything you'd like. It can be a YouTube video. It can be a news article, a blog post, or something like that. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there and submit whatever you want to the site. It appears on the upcoming stories page, where it then awaits a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So drop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive. So tonight, I want to start out with a story that we didn't get a chance to tell you last night. And it's from, actually, I found out about it on lewrockwell.com, but the actual story is from thenewamerican.com. And they are talking to a former TSA agent, someone who worked at the Newark Liberty International Airport. Last night we talked about how the TSA is going to be allowing knives on flights again starting in April. And according to this guy, he says anyone boarding an aircraft should feel maybe only a teeny tiny bit safer than if there were no TSA at all.
That's what the TSA agent says?
Former TSA agent. He used to be a screener at Newark Airport in Newark, New Jersey. An article by this anonymous former screener in the New York Post paints a devastating portrait of an agency that employs incompetence, enforces arbitrary regulations, and engages in what security expert Bruce Schneier calls security theater. Public actions taken in the name of security that actually do nothing to make people safer. They just want you to feel like something's happening. They want you to feel like the things they're doing to you are somehow contributing to safety.
That is the only argument that I've ever found to have some kind of validity for what the TSA does, is that essentially that terrorists will be dissuaded from doing whatever it is that they might do because there is this big security apparatus going on with the TSA. I think more likely what it'll do is make terrorists more careful, or it'll make terrorists go after the people that are standing in line at the TSA thing. I mean, you can have as many people as you would have on an airplane, you know, standing right there in line. If you wanted to harm them, you could just do that there.
Indeed. Now, government officials often call TSA screeners a first-class line of defense in the war on terror, observes the author. In fact, the author points out one needn't even have a high school diploma or GED to get a job as a screener. He says that these are the employees who could never keep a job in the private sector. I wouldn't trust them to walk my dog. Most screeners aren't really concerned with airport security, says the author. They're there for the paycheck. $15 an hour to start, plus tons of overtime for filling in for no-shows, and the benefits, including generous amounts of vacation and sick time, and a near impossibility of being fired unless they get caught stealing from passengers.
Well, don't steal from passengers. That's good advice.
Supervisors, it seems, care.
But that's happened quite a bit.
Sure. Well, you have to get caught stealing from the passengers.
Yeah, I think that some of the things he's saying here sound a little cruel, but
He worked with these people.
At the same time, I've heard articles that have said things similarly, that essentially that, you know, that these are people that would, you know, otherwise, that they're forced, you know, to not take unemployment or whatever, you know, some kind of government assistance, they're forced to do these jobs instead. And frankly, I don't think that these provide much to society as far as value goes. It's not like they're making widgets that make people's lives better. You can make the argument that they provide safety, in which case that certainly is a value, but then you have to prove the statement that they provide safety.
Indeed. Most screeners aren't really concerned with airport security, he says. They're there for the paycheck. He says that you pretty much have to steal from the passengers to get fired, and supervisors don't really care about what their screeners do so long as they don't chew gum on duty.
Well, it's, yeah, chewing gum's unprofessional, right?
Another benefit for male screeners is a lot of ogling the female passengers. The author advises women...
Who gets a job for that?
Well, I guess somebody who really likes to look at women. There's probably a few of those folks out there.
I guess, you know, liking to look at women is certainly one thing. I mean, it's just kind of a strange thing to say about a job in particular. I mean, if you want to do that, be a lifeguard.
He says the author, well, then you have to actually have skill. If you want to be a lifeguard, you have to be able to rescue people from the water. And
there's a lot
like
of uniforms that have carry prestige with them. Lifeguards certainly among them, firemen, police officers.
Do lifeguards wear a uniform?
It is still a uniform. Yes, they have little red trunks.
I didn't know that was official.
Yeah, it's official.
It's not the same as like a uniform, though, Mark, with like a badge and, you know, patch.
Let me tell you, it works, buddy.
I think it's probably just being up on the lifeguard tower that works.
Certainly. It's the aura of the uniform. I don't think the TSA share that, though. I wonder, I haven't heard of too many TSA.
But it doesn't matter. We're talking about being able to look at women. He says, the author advises, I mean, there's just a constant stream of them at an airport. The author advises women to cover up when you get to the airport. These guys are checking you out constantly.
Why would you want to cover up? Who cares if somebody checks you out?
Of course, covering up won't do you much good when you go through the scanners that show your naked body to the screeners anyway. The former screener states there are a few delusional zealots who believe they're keeping America safe by taking your snow globe, your 2-inch pocket knife, your 4-ounce bottle of shampoo, and performing invasive pat-downs on your kids. The rest know that their job is a complete joke. The rules are arbitrary, he argues, and the pat-downs are ridiculous. As invasive as it is, you can't find anything, he says. You still can't find anything using the back of your hand on certain areas. Some screeners, embarrassed to be patting down children or wheelchair-bound seniors, just give them a quick once-over to make it look like they're doing something. Otherwise, the entire terminal would have to be shut down until the individual who wasn't groped was located. And then there are the stories of TSA screeners strip-searching grandmas, examining and sometimes breaking passengers' urostomy and colostomy bags, and exposing the breasts of teenage girls, just to name a few outrages. Whenever one of these incidents occurs, the TSA's first defense is usually to claim that proper procedures were followed. Later, when affront to human decency becomes so obvious it cannot be denied, the agency blames the screeners for not following procedures. This is nonsense, says the ex-screener. He says every time you read about a TSA horror story, it's usually about a screener doing what he or she is instructed to do. For example, our first question to anyone in a wheelchair is to ask if they're able to stand for a pat-down. If someone is in a wheelchair, he likely can't stand. Even when they're sitting, we're required to ask them to move so we can check under their buttocks. All I needed was for a passenger to fall over because I asked them to stand, and if that did happen, the screener would be vilified, and the official PR spin would be that he needed additional training. As low quality as many of the screeners are, they're just cogs in a system in which, the author maintains, common sense has no place. They're required to enforce...
Now that seems like it. When you're going through that TSA line, it seems like common sense has no place.
They are required to enforce the rules. I saw them shaking down some people in wheelchairs when I was going through last time.
Yeah. I love the... there's a recent one. I don't love it, but I mean, it seems to show that there is a 3-year-old girl that they got video of that was going to Disney World and, you know, having to get shaken down by the TSA for whatever reason. She's like, I don't want to go to Disney World anymore. And if you can imagine, you know, the tears coming from her eyes, the level of terror and upset she must have felt in order to not want to go to Disney World.
Maybe they could get a Mickey Mouse outfit and shake her down with that on.
Yeah, well, my son found those just as creepy as anything else.
You mean when he was actually at Disney World?
Yes. There's somebody in that weird outfit. At some point or another,
creepy.
He came around and he was willing to spend a little time with Pluto, but that was it.
There are. It is kind of creepy, though, right? You can't really see where those guys are looking.
Who knows? Right. Oftentimes, it's not just males in there. I mean, it's females,
true.
Too.
That's true. Although, that's got to be a brutal job, though.
It's a brutal job. That's what I'm thinking.
The heat, wearing that thing all day long?
Somebody's got to take you around. And, I mean, you know, these people are doing the Lord's work, working with these kids. And as far as I'm concerned, they're doing good stuff. It's tough and it's thankless.
Oh, yeah, dealing with a bunch of bratty kids all day.
Everybody does exactly what you just did and assume that there's some kind of weird pervert.
Angry parents. 855-450-FREE. A little bit more from the TSA agent here, the former TSA agent, who is basically calling his coworkers a bunch of shiftless losers and the organization a total joke. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you. Mobile sites is available. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And there are also a number of great sponsors that are backing this show. Tell me about one of them.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is the place to go to get all kinds of news aggregated from a libertarian perspective. All kinds of different liberty-oriented perspectives, not just, what Free Talk Live talks about, but all different kinds of stuff. Nutrition, they talk about the rise of the police state, the economy, technology, communications, variety of different things. Plenty of conspiracy theory going on there, too. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch.
We've been talking about the TSA and their agent from Newark who has come out, well, not officially. He's still not revealing his identity, but I presume the New York Post has done some checking to make sure that what he's saying is valid and that he actually did work at the Newark airport for the TSA, as he claims to have. And the New American's got kind of a summary piece here about his article where they're revealing some of the things that he is explaining to you about his job, which, you know, if you've been paying attention to the TSA over the years, isn't too shocking.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything here that I'm shocked about. Some of the tone of it is a little harsh for me because, these are the TSA agents are people, admittedly. It seems like they're in a very inefficient organization, and that tends to make people kind of surly and unproductive. But, I think one needs to take a bit more of a gentler tone. That's all I have to say on that.
Well, what it does do is it backs up everything you probably thought or believed about the TSA, and that is that they're a bunch of shiftless losers. A lot of them are, he says. He also claims that, they're basically just security theater, that you really wouldn't be any safer without, you wouldn't be any less safe, he says, maybe a teeny tiny bit less safe without the TSA at all. So basically saying they're just a total waste. And a little bit more here from the New American. As low quality as many of the screeners are, they're just cogs in a system in which the author maintains that common sense has no place. They're required to enforce rules invented by Washington bureaucrats, no matter how ridiculous they may seem and how inappropriate, not to mention unconstitutional, their enforcement may be.
Yeah, and we've looked at this over the years, and you really have to wonder, as far as these rules go, if things would be any less safe than they were before 9/11. Yep, some terrible things happened on September the 11th, 2001. But the question is, would the TSA really be able to stop, some dedicated terrorist types from getting on airplanes and hijacking them if that's what they wanted to do? I don't know. But the evidence is that they tend to not be able to stop their own red team agents that test themselves with guns, knives, and bombs. Over and over again, every story that gets leaked. Now, maybe they're not leaking the stories where they catch 9 out of 10 bombs, knives, and guns that they test themselves on. But every story we see, it's in excess of 3 out of 4. It's 3 out of 4, mm-hmm, or more. They're missing.
Yeah, it's been years since that information's leaked out too.
It's just happening over and over and over again. I mean, there was one recently where they were testing. The red team was going through and testing. And
recently, I don't think this information hasn't come out for years. Is there? When you say recent, how recent are we talking?
In the
about?
Last few
weeks?
Months, I saw I saw another article about them testing themselves. They only caught one out of several tests, and it was because somebody had a doll with some wires hanging out of it, that was the kind of dead giveaway. So if it had been a doll, perhaps without the wires hanging out, they might not have checked.
No wonder, says the New American, the agency is forced to settle for people who couldn't even get a job flipping burgers. Anyone with enough intelligence to do that relatively simple task would soon go nuts trying to make sense of what the TSA asked him to do. Indeed, notes the author, when the TSA does make good hires, these people just don't last because they can get a normal job. As bad as all of this is, it might be worth...
It doesn't sound terrible at $15 an hour plus overtime and benefits. I mean, it's not the worst job in the world by the sounds of it.
No doubt, but, the allegation is it seems to attract the lowest of the low.
I, I wouldn't think that it would take too much to do that particular job, you know, giving somebody the free government massage with blue gloves on.
As bad as all this is, it might be worth enduring if it actually made air travel safer. Unfortunately, it doesn't. It merely gives the appearance of safety. Prohibited items and probably prohibited people get by the TSA all the time. In February, to pick one such instance, an undercover TSA inspector with an improvised explosive device stuffed in his pants got past two security screenings at Newark Airport, including a pat-down, and was cleared to get on board a commercial flight. According to the Post, Newark, by the way, was the origin of the United Airlines Flight 93, one of the planes hijacked on 9/11. The former TSA screener doesn't believe the agency's actions improve airport security either. He says that we always said it's not a question of if terrorists get through, it's a question of when. Our feeling is nothing's happened because they haven't wanted it to happen. We're not any big deterrent. It's all for show. And I've said that for years here on Free Talk Live, is that, hey, if there was anybody out there who really, you know, some determined group of people who really wanted to conduct terrorism-like activities on American soil, they would be able to do it. There would be nothing stopping them from a variety of different horrifying things that they could do. Everything from, you know, attacking a shopping mall to rolling a bus filled with explosives into some, you know, the side of a building. I mean, these things are totally possible.
A packed movie theater has to have as many people in it as an airplane. The one thing that I think...
Close to it, yeah, sure.
The best thing I think they could do was reinforce the cockpit doors. Perhaps the idea of pilots being able to be armed might be a good idea, or putting somebody armed on an airplane. The air marshal program really hasn't been particularly successful, as I understand it. But whatever, you know, those ideas are ideas, and they may have some value to them. But I don't think passengers are going to let anybody in this generation. The passengers are going to let anybody hijack an airplane without having something like an AK-47 in their hand. They have to have some kind of big, scary thing. You know, the idea of a box cutter or, you know, something like that, just not going to happen. Because back before 9/11, the pre-9/11 rigmarole with the hijacking was, okay, we're going to go spend the afternoon in Cuba. All right, we're going to sit on the tarmac for a little while. Everybody gets to go home. Good. And that's how it goes. 9/11, everything changed. The whole thing changed. And now people aren't going to, they're not going to let it happen any longer. And I just don't, I don't think it would matter if they would have just kept the security at the airport the way it was.
And that's what this agent is saying. Even without the TSA, it wouldn't make much of a difference. If something does happen, he says, or rather the article here at A New American, one can be reasonably sure it won't convince the politicians in Washington to abolish the TSA. On the contrary, they'll probably expand its powers. After all, on 9/11, all airport security in the country had followed the standard operating procedures dictated by Washington, and Washington's response was to create the TSA, and after every near miss since then, the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, the government has further restricted individuals' freedoms and widened the TSA's authority. It's not much of an exaggeration to suggest that we're just one incident away from having to fly naked. There's more coming up. Your thoughts, welcome, Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us, of course, over at freetalklive.com. You can bring up what you would like on the air. You can also connect with us on Skype. I didn't mention that at the beginning of the show. You can use username lrn.fm, so connect to us on Skype. You have to send a request first, a contact request. You will be added once you send that request, and then it'll be easy to connect with us. Once again, that's username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so join us over at freetalklive.com and get all the features there totally free, including news updates, Facebook, Twitter. We do updating on Facebook and Twitter during the show, so that's the best way to stay in the loop with what's actually happening during the program. And, of course, email's a good way to get all the most important information about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any one of those.
So for our Bitcoin question of the day, I've got an interesting one here from August. He says, so Bitcoin blocks, and this is the blockchain, which is a record of all the transactions that have taken place as far as Bitcoins go. They're being processed by miners who, in return, are paid in generated Bitcoins. And this is true. These the miners have these specialized pieces of equipment that allow them to process the blockchain more efficiently than, say, a regular computer could. And for every 10 minutes currently that a miner, does these things, they will have an opportunity to be awarded 25 Bitcoins. And, there's sometimes little guilds of miners that do it and split it and that kind of thing. But anyway, that's what goes on. The payout is halved every 4 years until the maximum number of Bitcoins, 21 million, is reached at year 2140. 40.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, there will be no more bitcoins to be rewarding with which to reward miners. And he wants to know, has Bitcoin slated to collapse itself at 2140?
That's a good question, because from what I understand about the miners is they're the ones who are pushing the blockchain forward, right? They're the ones who basically allow the whole thing to work.
That's correct.
So the incentive of the miners is that they're going to get bitcoins in return for helping the Bitcoin network grow.
Right. They buy expensive equipment, and they use a lot of electricity to do it. So that's currently what's keeping the blockchain going. So is Bitcoin going to collapse in 2140?
Right, because what will the incentive be to continue the network?
The answer is that you have the currently...
Our listeners have some really good questions. Like, I never thought of these things.
Currently, the Bitcoin software allows you to put a little, basically a tip,
yeah,
on every transaction you make. I've currently got... 1 millibit as a tip. And that's the equivalent of a nickel. Sound right to you?
I don't know.
You can't do the math if a Bitcoin's worth...
A millibit? I don't even know how many zeros that is. Was that 6 zeros?
The gifted school. That's where you went in our county. When we went to school, you went to the gifted school. I went to the school for dum-dums. I just can't believe it. All right.
What is it? 6 zeros? What's a millibit?
A millibit is what a millimeter is. It's got 2 zeros and then a digit. One.
What? Let's just move on.
0.001.
Okay.
That would be a millimeter.
Gotcha.
Of a meter.
I was thinking milla as in million.
Yeah.
Shows what I know.
Yeah, milla means thousand.
I went through algebra 2.
That's great.
I actually failed pre-calculus and had to take algebra 2 a second time.
That's nice. Let's go on with what we're talking about here. Millibits. So I put a millibit on every transaction I make. That's the equivalent of giving the miners a nickel.
Okay.
In current, money. So I figure, when I'm in a store, I'll often leave pennies in that little jar thing that sits next to the register in order to, leave pennies for other people. A nickel for a transaction isn't that big of a deal. What it causes currently is for your transaction to be done more quickly. And in the future, it will allow people to essentially keep the blockchain going, to reward the people that continue to move the blockchain forward.
So they'll still get some sort of a payout, even though they're not mining any new Bitcoins?
That's correct.
Okay. But if everybody stopped giving the payouts, then what would happen?
If everybody stopped mining Bitcoins, what would happen? I mean, there's an if situation going on. Generally, what you'll find in every situation is there's some people that feel generous and they're willing to help.
I see. See, because I didn't know that about that transaction fee until much later. I mean, when I was installing the Bitcoin program for the first time, I was like, transaction fee? Zero. Cut that thing right out.
Right. You didn't want anything to do with that.
Right. Because I like the idea that you don't have to pay a transaction fee to do business.
You don't have
with
to.
Bitcoin.
Right. For the next 100-and-something years, you don't have to pay a transaction fee.
Is that how long it's going to take?
To mine all the Bitcoins? Yeah.
Really? Oh, I thought it was like 2026 or something like that when it was going to be done.
It says here that he did the math for 2140, so I'm taking his word for it. Maybe he's wrong as far as the numbers go, but currently, for the next decade or so, you can be sure that Bitcoins are a free transaction. And then after that, at some point in the future, you're, going to have some small transactional fee. But try to imagine for a second, Ian, if you get some percentage of a penny for every transaction that takes place on the planet. You'd be very, very wealthy. So I don't think it's going to be a problem.
All right. Let's go to Ron. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Ron.
Yeah, I had another Bitcoin question, actually. Say more vendors like, say, Amazon, Newegg, or, others start accepting Bitcoin directly as opposed to these, weird little things they got going on. Or right now, like the Amazon, Amazon Bitcoin. You can turn Bitcoin into Amazon credits, but that's an indirect method.
Okay.
So say Amazon's actually directly taking Bitcoin in payment. And the government actually sees Bitcoin as what it is, a threat to their hegemony over currency controls.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, it's competition.
What's to stop them from going in with their massive resources and trying to buy up all available Bitcoins?
I sincerely hope they do that, because they're going to create a lot of libertarian billionaires when they do that.
Because the price will skyrocket, right?
Well, they basically covertly start trying to buy them all up, including buying them for people who are trying to make transactions, like, say, to buy something from Amazon. They just try to do all these huge, they start basically going into these big companies saying, if you buy Bitcoin, we'll give you tax breaks, whatever, and you transfer them over to us.
There's no covert anything in Bitcoin. The whole network is wide open for examination. Anybody who wants to can take a look at everything that's going on the Bitcoin network, and there's all manner of sites that have graphs and things like that that'll show you. Mark knows about some of these things. He spends time sitting there watching them during the break sometimes. And just because you're fascinated by who's buying how many big, somebody just bought 13,000 bitcoins or something like that. And so people can pay attention to these things. And if all of a sudden people start buying a bunch of bitcoins, whether it's the government doing it directly or through some sort of proxies, there will still be a large amount of bitcoins. You know, more and more bitcoins will be being sold as that time goes by. And therefore, people are going to start raising their prices.
Okay.
You can't buy them all on one day. That's just not possible.
Let me point this out also. So there's going to be 21 million bitcoins. If the government manages to buy 20,999,999 bitcoins and there's still one left, you can divide that bitcoin infinitely. Not with the current software,
yeah.
But you can, with some moderate tweak in the software, and you think they could get that done in 2 days or so, you could then divide that one Bitcoin into enough Bitcoins in order to continue doing whatever it does. So it's,
yeah.
You know, what I'm praying for every night when I get down on my knees before I go to bed is that the government comes out and begins to covertly buy all the bitcoins. I am going to sell at 1 million and live for the rest of my life doing nothing but being a thorn in their side.
Good question, Ron. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. Bad news about the New Jersey weed man. He had an amazing victory in court with a jury nullification of his recent charges, but he's in jail now. We'll tell you what happened. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves, and you can do it toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. And still to come here tonight, federal appeals court has decided that a school lockdown and mass drug dog search, totally reasonable. Totally reasonable. We can get you some details on that here. But, of course, you can take control of the airwaves as well. 855-450-FREE. And I'm sure that New Jersey weed man would not be in favor of this court decision that we can talk about here in a little bit. He had an amazing victory in court a few months ago. We had talked to him right around that time. The interview is over at guests.freetalklive.com, should you like to hear it. But New Jersey Weed Man has a history of being involved in marijuana legalization and also running for political offices. I believe he ran for governor in New Jersey at one point. And so he's done a lot and put his freedom on the line over and over again in order to bring the ideas of drug legalization, specifically cannabis legalization or decriminalization, to the forefront. And he's done an amazing job of it. He's articulate, he's funny, and unfortunately, now he's going to jail.
He's funny, articulate, and incarcerated.
PhillyBurbs.com with a report, NJ Weedman has been sentenced to 9 months. Longtime marijuana activist Ed N.J. Weedman Fortune was sentenced to 9 months in the Burlington County Jail in Mount Holly on Tuesday after he admitted that he had violated his probationary sentence for pot possession. The Superior Court Judge Charles Delahey said the sentence will not keep the medical marijuana patient from his treatment for bone cancer in California. Fortune, who's receiving experimental treatment for painful bone tumors, will be released in time for his next appointment once Delaney receives official word from the doctor noting the date and expected recovery time. If Fortune has time left on his sentence, he will have to return to the county jail to finish his term, according to the judge. He's played his health as if it was a Stradivarius, the judge said. Mr. Fortune continues to ignore this court. He has punched his own ticket. The time for excuses is all over. Fortune, who claims dual residence in Pemberton Township, New Jersey, and Los Angeles, has been back in jail since January 31st, when Burlington County Sheriff's Department officers tracked him to Philadelphia International Airport and arrested him on the probation violation shortly before he boarded a plane to California. in the Burlington County Courthouse in Mount Holly on Tuesday. Fortune said he failed to show up for probation after his January 16th sentencing in Superior Court and pleaded guilty to the violation. Defendants sentenced to probation are always told to report immediately after their hearings to register with the probation department and begin their supervision. Now, I'm confused as to what this was about, because
right,
I know...
He won his case.
Right. He had a jury nullification charge. It does say here that a Burlington County jury found him guilty of possession in May. So I guess this is a previous charge, previous to his other one. So he had... The jury that had found him not guilty... was the one that found him not guilty when he had like a pound of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this particular case, well, let me just continue on with the story here. The judge, Fortune told the judge he thought he had 30 days to report because he was planning to file a motion for reconsideration of his sentence. Fortune said, "I would like to apologize for not reporting. I had the wrong assumption." He was standing handcuffed and shackled, wearing an orange jail jumpsuit at the time. "It wasn't an attempt to snub the court. It's one of those times I'm too smart for myself, and I made a mistake." Public defender Donald Ackerman said Fortune was not absconding the jurisdiction, just returning to California for his monthly medical treatment. "He always planned to return," said the attorney. Delahee called the defendant's excuse pure hogwash, saying there was nothing to reconsider and pointing out the written instructions to report to probation. "He ignored it," says the judge. "He was given a probationary sentence. He was given the opportunity to go back to California to serve it, and I ordered the transfer. This court did everything other than give him the keys to the city."
Well, it's kind of this man.
Fortune's troubles stem from his arrest in Mount Holly in 2010 when police found a pound of marijuana in the trunk of his rental car. He was charged with possession and distribution. Fortune fought the charges, claiming he was not a drug dealer but a licensed medical marijuana patient in California who brought his medicine with him to New Jersey while visiting family for a few weeks. At the time, he ran a licensed medical marijuana dispensary in L.A., but it was shuttered after a DEA raid following his arrest.
Right.
A Burlington County jury found him guilty of possession in May. A more serious distribution charge ended in a hung jury at that trial. At second trial, the new jury acquitted him of that charge in October. So the subtlety here is that he was found guilty of possession by the original jury in this case, but was hung on the distribution charge. Then he was able to get a new trial on the they came after him again on the distribution charge. So they got him originally for possession. That jury that was hung on the distribution convicted him of possession. It just took him, you know, that many more months, several more months to actually get to sentencing. He was then sentenced to probation on the possession charge, mm-hmm. didn't check in with the probation office right away, so the judge revoked his whatever you call it when you're out on probation, revoked his probation, I guess, and VOP'd him, and now he's going to the clink for 9 months. Nine months for possession.
You know, people say that you don't go to jail for marijuana in the United States.
But you certainly go to jail for violation of probation, and some people do go to jail on just a conviction on marijuana. But if you get a VOP, man, that's how a lot of people go back into jail. I mean, I was in jail for nearly 60 days, and I met a number of guys that were there, not because they'd hurt anybody. Maybe initially they did, you know. There was a handful of dudes in there that, you know, had committed burglary or something like that. But they were back in jail. They'd already served some time. They'd come back because, you know, they got caught with a dirty pee or something like that.
You know, there's the among people on probation and people in incarcerated and ex-cons, that kind of thing, there's a strong conspiracy theory there that probation's, in fact, designed to keep you in the system, to keep
it's
you
true.
Just coming back and coming back and coming back so that they can continue to make money from you. I don't know the answer to that. The brief period of time that I was on probation, it wasn't any problem at all, but it was only for a couple of weeks.
The case sparked debate about New Jersey's medical marijuana law, with Fortune believed to be the first defendant in the state allowed to present his use of medical marijuana as a defense in a criminal trial. New Jersey's medical marijuana law, which was not in effect when Fortune was arrested, would not have allowed him to legally possess the drug since it does not recognize the rights of licensed medical marijuana patients from other states. On January 16th, Delahee, the judge, rejected the state's request for a 12-month prison sentence for Fortune. Instead, he ordered the activist, whom he called a dyed-in-the-wool recidivist, to 2 years...
He's a recidivist. He's not an activist. He's a recidivist.
...to serve 2 years of probation and ordered him to pay a $2,500 fine. Burlington County Assistant Prosecutor Michael Luciano on Tuesday again asked for Fortune to be incarcerated, but that sentence was vacated in favor of the jail term, which is still less than the 18 months in state prison that Fortune could have faced. On average, an inmate can be released from a 9-month jail term after about 80 or 90 days. That's not too bad. If you've been sentenced to 9 months in jail and you can get out after a third,
yeah, right.
That's not bad at all.
Well, you know, that's it just depends on the overcrowding usually of the jail. There was a time in Florida when prison inmates would do something like 17% of their time.
Wow.
Now they do 85%.
So they build more prisons.
They build a lot more prisons. Now I think that there's actually empty beds.
So he's been in there for about 45 days, again, VOP'd in late January, been in about a month and a half. Maybe he'll be able to somehow get out and get back on probation for another, you know, after another month and a half or something like that. But either way, the weed man's in jail, and it's terrible. It's terrible news. Sorry to bring that to you.
Yeah, well.
After a wonderful victory in jury nullification, shouting it from the rooftops, we were so excited about it. Then it's just the piddliest little violation of probation. He just didn't check in because he intended to send a motion to reconsider, which is one of the few things you can do after you get convicted. I mean, I don't know if it ever works. It must have worked at some point in the past. I've tried it every time, and it never does anything for me.
Right. I've reconsidered. No.
Right. Yeah. So you can always motion the judge to reconsider his verdict, or excuse me, to reconsider the sentence. In the case, you can't get the verdict overturned usually. So like if it's a jury trial and the jury finds you guilty and the judge says 90 days, and then you write him some sort of teary apology note or something like that, or try to make some extra points after the fact as to why, you know, 90 days was too much, you can try. It doesn't hurt to ask. And you're sitting in a jail cell, so there's nothing wrong with spending some of your time writing some motions, some handwritten motions, and sending them to the judge. But
the judges sentence people all day long, and I don't know what percentage of them send in motions for reconsideration.
Probably very few.
But they're probably doubling their workload if they choose to reconsider, so why would they?
Well, they do have to read the thing before they deny it, but... it's probably going to get denied.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
So, yeah, if they tell you to go check in with probation, you probably should go check in with probation right away. That's the takeaway here because, man, the probation system from top to bottom is designed to get you to VOP, to get your butt back in a jail cell. More coming up. Your story's welcome. Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.